Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Unsung Celebration podcast, where we celebrate the unsung heroes here in the United States. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And I just want to give a little bit of background on what the Unsung Celebration is before I introduce you to my guest, who I'm so excited to be with us tonight. So the Unsung Celebration podcast is all about, like I said, celebrating the unsung heroes here in the United States. We celebrate the regular people, the homemakers who are out here doing great things in their community, working to transform lives and change the norms in places, or just lend a helping hand wherever they can and however they can. We are here to celebrate the good police officers who are out in the world, really that are committed to protecting and serving their community, the ones who are making real change, who are making everyone feel safe, and who are just really committed to protecting the people in the community, as well as serving. We also celebrate the people in the medical profession. So if you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, if you are an EMT worker, we celebrate you. We thank you for the work that you do, and we really celebrate you. And also, too, the administrative assistants of the world, because I have a soft spot for any administrative assistant out there who is really knocking their position out of the park and changing the face of the company. You know, the administrative assistants don't get the recognition that they deserve, I believe. So I am here for it. I'm here to do that. So we celebrate you. Tonight, I am very pleased to have my guest, Ms. Shante Charles, with us. Now, Ms. Charles, let me give you a little bit of background about her. She is, she sits on the Epic Elites Foundation board. And if you were able to catch any of our prior podcasts, then you'll know that the Unsung Celebration podcast is just one of the ways that we bring light, recognition, and celebration to unsung heroes, and it works hand in hand with the Epic Elites Foundation. So Ms. Charles serves as Epic Elites Vice President. So she is someone who really, I think, exemplifies bringing light and recognition to people. I think that this calling was, you know, I think she fills the seats wonderfully. She's so connected and so committed. So I thank you so much, Ms. Charles, for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me and for asking me. And I'm going to say, Danish, please stop calling me Ms. Charles.
Well, first of all, I got it wrong because it's really Mrs. Charles, right?
This is true. This is true. However, Shante is just fine.
Okay.
I'm so formal.
Well, thank you so much, Shante. So why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself and why you sit on the Epic Elites Foundation board.
Okay. A little bit about myself. That's always an interesting question. You don't know where to start sometimes, but I am an executive assistant and have been for a very long time. I take pride in my work and serving others. And I just feel like that's my calling, so to speak. I agreed to be a board member because I believe in the vision that the foundation set the vision for, you know, recognizing community members, like you said, and just the good that people are doing. We hear so much of the negative. Like, I really don't even watch the news anymore with all of the negative that's going on. It's like, nope, I don't need that in my headspace, right?
Exactly.
So just wanting to be able to participate in highlighting the good that's going on. I'm a native Washingtonian, born and raised in DC. So I know there's a lot that is going on that should be and needs to be highlighted in our community. So anytime I can be involved in doing things like that, sign me up.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I think that you as an executive assistant, I mean, that is work that you have to have a heart for, right? Oh, and yeah. That is why, I don't know if people fully get the gist of what being an executive assistant means and how impactful it is on the organization. So just you mentioning that is your role, can you tell me just a couple of things that you love about your job?
Oh my goodness. I can probably tell you, girl, we'll be on this podcast all evening, honey.
right? I mean, because it's so layered. You can really do so much within the organization and people don't even realize that.
Yeah.
Just by sitting in that seat.
Exactly. I definitely think, like you said, it takes a certain type of person. It takes, you have to have a heart for it, right? Because you are serving people and serving others. I don't think, I'm sure it's, you know, anybody could do it. I don't think anybody can do it.
No.
Just like, you know, just like we talk about the teachers of the word and things like that. Like, you have to have a heart and a passion and be committed to what it is you're doing. I go into my job, you know, I take it very seriously because I don't want people to feel like they can't count on me.
Right.
That's one, right? I also handle, in my role currently, I also handle the money side of things for our clients. And it's a pretty substantial amount. And so you definitely don't want to mess things up in that regard either. And I feel like I treat our company money as if it were going into Shante Charles's bank account. Okay. You know, so that part of it as well. So I know my leaders, they absolutely trust me.
Yeah.
They trust that anything they give me is going to be done, right? We are human. We make mistakes. Anytime I've made a mistake, own up to it and immediately have a fix for it, right?
That's right. That's right.
But I think because of those things and some of the qualities that I have and I can bring to an organization, they know they don't have to worry about anything at all, whether it's making sure a particular meeting for our president and COO is done accurately and professionally, or something as I wouldn't call it simple necessarily, but just, you know, even some of the little things, some of the minor things that goes into being an executive assistant that some people may not even think are important. But they are. And I'm glad that I work for a company who recognizes it, because that's important too, right? Like, we don't always need the thank you, but the thank yous are important. You want to feel like you're a part of the team, you are appreciated, and what you do is not being done in vain. So I love my job.
Exactly, right? Like, I could go on and on about the profession itself and, you know, why it's so special. But, you know, to hear you speak about it and to hear the passion within your voice too, you know, I feel like we are similar in that way, mm-hmm. you know? So, mm-hmm. so anyway, Sean, you know, I could go on and on too about that position. But I wanted to ask you, so what excites you about the Epic Elites Foundation?
I think really the vision itself, being able to start in our community to recognize the people who do what it is they do, right? Whether it is the, like you said, the healthcare workers, the police officers, and, you know, and so forth and so on, just to be able to start in our community, because you hear these stories about, you know, that make sort of national headlines or whatever, yes. right? But you're not yeah. always hearing about Mr. Brown down the street who cared for these children, you know what I mean? Or did whatever it was that he did to make an impact in the community. You don't right. necessarily hear about that. You don't hear about, unless you know Mr. Brown, you wouldn't necessarily hear that that's what he was doing. So just to be able to be involved in that aspect of it, I think that is what excites me the most. Like I said, born and raised in DC, I'm sure it will absolutely expand further, but just starting in our local community is what excites me more.
Yes. I love that, right? It is the stories we don't hear about, you know, the people who give up their whole entire paycheck to, you know, purchase school supplies and book bags for children.
Exactly. You know? And I know some of those people personally. I know the teachers that care enough about the students, that really, really care, and do what they need to do, knowing that they're not going to get what they need from whoever, their principal or the Department of Education or whoever, right? They're not necessarily going to get all of those things that they need. And so they do it themselves. And it's like, you have to be a super selfless person to do things like that. And then you're like, well, hold on, I'm spending my own money. Right. Yeah, I must really, really care about these kids, you know. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna go get my nails done to be able to buy these art supplies. Oh. Oh, okay. But you know, but it's so important, and it's so oh gosh, teachers are like, just talking about teachers, because I've had a few that really, really made an impact in my life as well. So it's just like, wow.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. I mean, to think about the teachers, I think about my own children's teachers, and I post it sometimes. My children can have up to 7-8 teachers each school year.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of children, okay? I have 5 children. So that's a lot of people to recognize, but I don't care what type of budget that I have. I'm factoring in our teachers to get them something for Christmas, for staff appreciation, for teacher appreciation day.
Yes.
Because that is how much I appreciate them. So I don't care if I have a stack of, you know, 30, 35 gifts, or, you know, I want to make it affordable. But it's important for them to know how much, and I've always done that, how much that they mean to me. I'm putting my babies in their care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And most of, I've been very fortunate to have really good teachers for my children, but man, I recognize what they do. And can I just say, on that note, there's one teacher who went above and beyond for my son's classroom. Like, she and the teacher's aide spent their own money and got all of the children Christmas gifts 1 year.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, you know, when they opened it, it would be something from the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that really would be kind of affordable. But it wasn't. It was like good gifts.
Wow.
like they spent about, you know, I don't want to put a monetary value on it, but it had to be more than $20 each per child.
Per child, yeah. That's gifts. Major.
It is major, right? So, I mean, come on, teachers. I just appreciate you so much. You have to have a heart for it. I know. Absolutely. I couldn't do that job, even though people seem to think that I could. I know I can't.
So I don't know if
doing
you know
for
this
the
about
children.
me. I don't know if you know this about me, but I started my college career. I've wanted to be a teacher for a very long time.
I
So,
did not know that.
since I was a little girl, I would play, with the dolls and set up school.
Sweet.
Yes. So I absolutely want to be a teacher. Went to college for elementary education. And after I had my daughter and she was in school, and I was like, you know what? Not that I didn't still want to be a teacher, but with everything that they were dealing with, and I was younger then, of course, right? But with everything that they were dealing with, I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna put this to the side for a minute because somebody's child and somebody's parent is gonna have me going to jail. So
Exactly.
let me let me grow in my maturity before I try to
Exactly.
explore that again, right?
Oh
My
my
goodness.
gosh. Yes. I mean, dealing, having our own children, of course, we can discipline them and talk to them, but man, oh man, teachers, you have my utmost respect
Absolutely.
because, dealing with other people's children is always tricky. It's tricky. It's tricky.
It
So, I'm gonna put
is.
a pin in our in this conversation right here. I could go on and on about the impact the teachers have. I mean, negative or positive. But right here and right now, we celebrate the good teachers. So thank you, good teachers, for all that you do.
Absolutely.
And we're just going to take a quick break. Stay tuned in to the Unsung Celebration podcast. We'll be right back.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
On January 25th, 2018, Danish Jones died on her bedroom floor after experiencing a severe asthma attack, but was given a second chance at life. There is nothing like a near-death experience to wake you up and shake you up. She has spent years of being personally mentored by some of the greatest law of attraction gurus, such as Lisa Nichols, Deepak Chopra, Les Brown, and Bob Proctor, learning the secrets of manifesting and living the life on your highest vibration. In this manual, she gives clear, practical ways for you to experience the abundance that has been given to us all as a birthright. Can a dress change your life? Absolutely. As long as you know the right ways to dress yourself. And it all starts with a look in the mirror. Go to MissDanish.com. That's MissDanish.com to be notified on the details of her book, Can a Dress Change Your Life? Where you'll find all the pre-launch details. Welcome back, everyone, to the Unsung Celebration podcast, where we celebrate the unsung heroes here in the United States of America, the doctors, anyone in the medical profession, the teachers, the good police officers. We celebrate our community leaders, our grassroots leaders, our environment bettering inventors. We thank you so much. So tonight we are talking to Mrs. Let me get it right, Shante Charles, who sits on the Epic Elites Foundation board as the vice president. So I am just so happy to have you with us on the podcast tonight. So I know before break we were talking about the teachers and we were just gushing over all of the wonderful teachers.
You go on and on about the teachers, honey.
I'm telling you.
They are necessary.
Say that. So let me ask you, just on that note, you know, we know the teachers are necessary. We already spoke on the soft spot that executive assistants have on both of our. What does being an Epic Elite mean to you?
I think an Epic Elite is one who sort of exemplifies what it means to be epic. It's like, you know, we're not talking about just the ordinary. Ordinary is good, right? That's good, right? But we want more than good.
Sure.
We want more than good. We want the ones that are making such an impact on their community, the people around them, the people in their workplaces, where, you know, you get that one person or more than one, but you could have those people or those persons who everybody wants to know, right? They're like, they're doing such good things that if you say their name, people instantly smile or they instantly have a story about how something that they've done has impacted them or their lives or their families and things like that. So I think an Epic Elite is one who just goes above and beyond to reach people and reach milestones that the ordinary aren't doing.
That's right. And using what they have, right? Using
absolutely
what they have to make it better or make the part of their world better, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes even you can be an Epic Elite and people not know your name. Like, I don't get the people. Well, maybe I do. Those are the humble people that don't want their name shared. They want to just be anonymous, do great things. And I highly respect that. Trust me, I do. But on this podcast and in within the foundation, if you are doing wonderful things that are noteworthy, please reach out to us. We would love to recognize you and celebrate you, you know, put the humble aside, you know, for a little while, and just get your recognition and celebration. And just on that note, let me just share, if you don't know, and this is not to you, Shante, this is to the, to the masses, some of the ways that we are here in the on the Unsung Celebration podcast and within the Epic Elites Foundation, how we celebrate our unsung heroes. These are some of the ways that I can talk about right now. And that is, number one, this podcast. We bring you on, we share your story, we let you share your story, we highlight it, we push it out into the world, we give you a voice. And a chance to be seen and heard. So this podcast is one of the ways that we celebrate and recognize our unsung heroes. We also have monthly magazine mailings where we highlight an unsung hero, a story within the magazine every single month. So if you have something that you want to share, we would love to feature you in our magazine. Reach out to us and let us know. Share your story with us. We also have a community. We have community groups. Please, please, please join our community. We love community, okay? We're all better together. We are all Absolutely. Better together. We can network together. We can share resources together. We can share a shoulder if that's what you need together. We are here for community. So we would love to have you within ours. Also, we do quarterly style makeovers. So we partner with...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Can board yes. members get this makeover? I'm like, sign me up. Sign me up for the makeover.
Shantae, we have been talking about giving you a makeover, which you don't need, because, wow. you know, what the listeners cannot see is how fly she is at all times. So I don't know what she's talking about, that she need a makeover.
Yeah, please. But that's Listen, just we can all get spruced. True. We can all get spruced up a little bit.
Look, and I'm here for it. I am here for it. That's one thing I love about being me. I love looking like a lady, feeling like a lady, smelling like a lady. You know what I mean? I love it
and,
all. So.
And you do it well. and you Thank do you. It well. All right.
I do try. So, and I know I have a natural gift for it. You know, it's just something that comes natural to me. So that is why it's so important for me to partner with Ms. Danish LLC and get these quarterly makeovers, because who doesn't like feeling special for a day? I'm Absolutely. Telling you, what we pour into you in the makeover is more than just superficial. We also pour into your mind, you know, into your spirit. So come on, get your makeover.
Listen, I might have to jump in line before any of the listeners, because I'm just saying.
Yes. Come on. Reach out to Miss Danish LLC. We got you covered, Chante, yeah. for real.
Now,
but like I said, you'll need it, so stop tripping.
let me, can I add something to what you were saying?
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, of course we're asking people to contact us to sort of share their story and things like that. You know, people get shy, I guess. I don't know if it's shy. I don't know if it's like, you know, people don't like tooting their own horn, so to speak, yes. right? And they sort of like back down on doing things. Like, well, no, I'm not going to do this for myself, but I'll nominate, you know.
Of so-and-so. Course, absolutely, right? Yes.
Yeah, so just, and I'm sure you had that in there as well. To absolutely nominate someone. But just to reiterate that, you know, even if it's not yourself or you're right. thinking that, you know, oh, well, no, I can't, you know, what for whatever reason, because, and I think we have to get out of that as well as people.
We really do.
It's not necessarily bragging. It's not boasting. It's not, there Let is a way go. To do that. There yes. is a way to do that, right? But for the people that I would think that will reach out to Epic Leaks, they are the ones who would be a little more humble with it, a little more, you know, it's like just wanting to get the information out there, not to say, look at me, I'm doing this and I'm, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like, no. But just wanting to reiterate that point as well. So just, you know, people keeping in mind that they can absolutely nominate someone. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I just wanted
to. I'm so happy that you said that, Shantae, because that is absolutely true. You know, we absolutely accept nominations, and you're right. You know, the people who are listening might be too humble.
Mm-hmm. or just feel like they're not to say not worthy necessarily, mm-hmm. but they're like, oh, but what mm-hmm. I'm doing is just, you know, it's not that big. It's not that, yes. you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be, you know, so it just doesn't have to be the huge thing. Just because you may not think it is, I'm right. sure someone else is being impacted by what, you know, by what is being done or by what you're doing. So even if you feel like you can't nominate yourself or, you know, put
Yes.
yourself out there, you know, just be sure to nominate someone else. And I'm sure someone else will likely nominate you.
And that's exactly right, because it's reciprocal. We had one person to get nominated who is a police officer who, you know, a couple of people came forward and was just like, this person is phenomenal. She's great. She has a smile. And just to have an officer with a friendly demeanor, you know, it makes me feel seen and protected just in that, right? And I reached out to the person so that I could bring them on to give them recognition and celebration. And they were too humble.
Oh, wow.
They didn't see what the other persons saw. And that was really, it hurt my heart. So, but it was like a conversation of what can we do? Because you absolutely are making impact that is meaningful, you know? So you are right. Sometimes we just have to accept the compliment.
That is a learned behavior too.
It's a learned behavior. That is a learned behavior. She pointed that out to me some time ago. She would see me and she would say, oh my God, Danish, you look so cute today. How did you do that? You always look good. I love your shoes. And I would say, girl, these ain't that much. They just, you know, these my old shoes that I had in the back of the closet. I'm excusing away her compliment. And she brought it to my attention one time. She said, Danish, why do you do that? She said, just say thank you. She said, because I'm not giving you this compliment to try to, you know, blow your head up or anything. I really, truly mean it. And I was just like, wow. Okay. Now I just say thank you, you know? And so I'm hoping that the other people who are nominated will say thank you to the person who nominated them. My goodness.
Yeah. It is definitely a learned behavior to take those compliments.
Yes. Absolutely. So one last way we highlight people and bring recognition and celebration is we are working on our annual celebration that we will have every single, of course, year. hopefully starting in May, but more information to come on that. I am super duper excited about that. I can't share too many details about it right now.
Been giving away no secrets, girl.
I can't give away all the secrets, but we do have a wonderful celebration coming up in, you know, mid 2022. Hopefully when we can gather safely, hopefully COVID, we can put COVID behind us. And even if we have to do it virtually, we will do it in a spectacular way.
Yeah.
So Shantae, I just thank you so much. And before we head out, before we wrap up, I'm going to just give you the floor to invite you to share with everyone. If you have a call to action or just share anything that you feel like we all should know about.
You've already given the call to action, but I will sort of a call to action, right? And that is to nominate someone for this Epic Leads Foundation to be recognized. I will reiterate that call to action because without the people, who, you know, why, what are we doing? You know,
exactly.
Almost right. But so definitely reiterate that call to action. I'm not sure what else I would want someone to know. Let me think. I don't know. I know what I would say. I would say that what, you know, to the listeners and to the people who even may have a thought to say, well, I don't know if what I'm doing is enough. It is. It's enough. What you are doing is major, right? Even if it's not on a level where you think it should be, if you are still alive and can hear my voice, hear our voices, you are not done with your work. You're not done. you are enough. What's happening, whatever it is you're doing in our community is good. And it's enough to be recognized. So whether you are nominating someone else or even putting yourself up, like, we need to hear about those things. And, you know, just continue to do what it is that you are doing, because it matters.
It matters. I love it. Mm-hmm. It matters. It matters. And, you know, Shante, you matter. So I just thank you, girl. Yes. I thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I thank you for being part of the Epic Elite Foundation's board. That right there, we are lucky to have you. And I just thank you for all the ways that you operate in this world that, you know, people don't get a chance to see, but I have been a personal benefactor of those ways. So your spirit, your light, your energy, your work, your meticulous attention to detail is just phenomenal. And we are lucky to have you. And I thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I was, you know, definitely honored to even have the opportunity to join one, the board, but then also to join you on this podcast. So definitely thank you for that as well. And I'm just looking forward to all the good that the foundation is going to do.
Mm-hmm. And it's so good. They don't even know, Shante.
They don't know. They gonna know.
They gonna know really soon. Yes. They gonna know really soon. So thank you again. And as before we close out, I want to invite, we have open seats on our foundation's board. So if this message resonated with you, if what the Epic Elites Foundation stands for, if that resonates with you, if it speaks to your heart and you would like to be part of this movement, reach out to us, let us know. We would love to speak with you and see how we can partner. If you are someone that provides a service that goes hand in hand with what the foundation does, reach out to us, let us know. We would love to work with you. If you are a photographer, if you are a videographer, if you are a makeup artist, if you do hair, you know, whatever you might bring that you might, you know, not even think about it being useful to this foundation, trust me, it is. Reach out to us and let us know. If you are a magazine editor, you know, if you are good in English or copyright, reach out to us. We are looking to partner with you. We are looking to expand our community. And, you know, I just believe in paying it forward. So when you pour into the Epic Elites Foundation, you pour into communities, you pour into real life people and their situations. So we want you in our community, and we do hope that you will reach out to us. Go to missdanish.com. That is missdanish.com to learn more information, to nominate someone, to nominate yourself, to really see how you can be a partner and join us in this important movement. So as always, I thank you for listening. I thank you for taking the time, because you could have been anywhere, but you chose to spend the time with us. So I thank you for taking the time to be with us. And until next time, we love you and we thank you.